For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Rebecca Saltzman, and I'm the field coordinator for Americans for Safe Access.
Once again, the DEA has forced themselves upon the will of the citizens of California.
Well, you know, this is part of the continued attack of the DEA on medical marijuana patients and their caregivers. And we think the DEA continues to waste valuable resources.
Define for us the number of clubs raided and what happened to those involved.
There can be as many as 13 that were raided. Several were raided, and there were several arrests made as well. It seems like they arrested mainly the owners of the dispensaries.
There was a recent story, I think it was in the New York Times, talking about, I believe Green Cross was going to open at the Embarcadero,
mm-hmm.
and people were concerned about riffraff. That's part of the problem, is it not? The perception of what might go wrong?
Yes, what we believe is that there's a lot of misinformation out there about dispensaries. What we have found, and from talking to public officials and police officials, is that dispensaries do not increase crime. Dispensaries are safe places, and they help patients so that patients don't have to go out on the streets for their medicine.
I also saw one of the papers out there said something to the effect that police observed many of the people purchasing this cannabis didn't seem to be terribly afflicted. Your thoughts on that?
This is another example of misinformation. Patients don't always look sick. It's hard to tell when patients have certain diseases, especially chronic pain. Just because somebody is not in a wheelchair or doesn't look old and frail doesn't mean that they can not benefit from medical marijuana.
As I understand it, the owners of these dispensaries, the growers, the users, all want regulation. They want to define this, put it under the law with a type of safekeeping to protect the patients and the caregivers.
Yes. Ever since the raids in December, the patient community and the dispensary community has been, you know, almost desperately urging the city to adopt regulations, and the city has just not listened and has dragged its feet. And now it really is the time for the city to adopt these regulations, to bring the patients, the dispensaries, the law enforcement into a room together and define what they want these regulations to look like so we don't see these problems happen again.
And if folks want to learn more about your efforts, please point them where they need to go on the web.
You can visit our website at www.safeaccessnow.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.